USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulls the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
I think it's a very, very bad thing for our country, and it's a horrible precedent. And we have many positive things to say, but we also have things that we want to turn into positives that are big negatives. The southern border is a very, very big deal.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's reaction?
Since government is shut down, we do not, let's work together on a mutually agreeable date when we can welcome you to the Capitol.
Venezuela's controversial leader Nicolas Maduro is breaking off political and diplomatic relations with the United States. This after the Trump administration recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the president in charge. Maduro has ordered all Americans to leave the country within 72 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Striking teachers in Los Angeles have reached a deal and are back in their classrooms today. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Back to work! Back to work!
LA teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Our future is literally in their hands, guided by the teachers and education professionals who are with them every single day. And nothing is more fundamental to our city than that.
Police in Phoenix are announcing the arrest of a suspect who raped a disabled woman who then gave birth in her long-term care facility. The man was a nurse at the facility who was caring for the woman, and home prices once again are on the rise. A new report out says home prices rose 4% in the month of November. Housing industry analysts were only forecasting an increase of 3%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Planned Parenthood released their annual report for 2017-2018 fiscal year. The report revealed that the number of abortions the group did this past year increased by over 11,000 from the previous year. Catherine Glenn Foster is the president of Americans United for Life. She reacts to this new study that came out on Fox News.
American taxpayer dollars should be spent on helping people to live and live well, not on enabling babies to die. And yet that's just the opposite of what we're seeing from this new Planned Parenthood annual report, where in fact 14% of the women and the girls who've walked through the doors of a Planned Parenthood facility end up getting an abortion.
For the first time in the 83-year history of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Mussina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Martinez and Rivera will officially go into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer in Cooperstown, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.